Montana's expanded Medicaid program is set to expire next year. People who rely on it are calling on lawmakers for an extension. But opponents say Medicaid was never meant to be a long-term option for most people. The Montana legislature voted during its last session to expand the state's Medicaid program to cover an additional 85,000 people. Megan Martin, a small business owner and mother in Helena who relies on Medicaid, says she's out of health care options if the state doesn't extend it.
I have looked and have been told that I could get health care off of our federal marketplace, which I don't qualify for. That's terrifying because I don't make a ton of money being a small business owner. So not having any other option is scary.
Governor Greg Gianforte hasn't been clear on whether he supports an expansion, but has said Medicaid should be a temporary program to help people get back on their feet. Data from KFF Health News show that 9% fewer Montanans are covered under Medicaid now than before the pandemic. Montana's Medicaid expansion is largely funded under the Federal Affordable Care Act, but is administered by the state, which is why expansion takes a legislative vote. Martin says, like many Montanans, she's working multiple jobs just to keep up with her family's cost of living, let alone being able to afford health care.
How many more jobs do I have to get? How much more hustling do I have to do? How much more money do I have to put in my pocket in order to make sure that we're all healthy? And nobody should have to worry about that at the end of the day.
The legislature is scheduled to consider extending the Medicaid expansion when lawmakers convene in January. This is Mark Moran for Big Sky Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.